This is Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast, brought to you by TaylorTalk.org. Welcome, welcome, Taylor Nation, to another episode of Taylor Talk. My name is Adam.
I'm Maya.
And I'm Dan.
How's everyone doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. So we have a special guest with us on this episode. She's going to be joining us in just a little bit. But before we get there, Maya, can you tell us what has been going on in the news?
Sure. Taylor attended the premiere of One Chance at the Toronto Film Festival on Monday, September 9th. She wrote a song for this film about Britain's Got Talent winner Paul Potts, and the song is called Sweeter Than Fiction. The official audio hasn't been released yet, but the song plays during the credits, so some audience members did manage to record it, like on their phones and stuff, and there's some poor quality audio files floating around if you want to try and look for them. And Scott Borchetta tweeted, "The One Chance movie will premiere at the Toronto Film Festival, but the song will not be released until closer to the movie." So I think we still probably have to wait like a month or two to get the actual song, but yeah, I've heard little bits of it. It sounds catchy and cute. I'm excited.
Sounds like a Taylor song.
Yeah.
Basically, that's because it is.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
You're welcome.
I guess I was Captain Obvious before with my comment, but that's irrelevant. So before we get to our interview, let's hear what has been going on the tour from our partners over at T-Swift on Tour. Sammy, take it away.
Hey guys, it's Sammy at SamIam1331 from T-Swift on Tour, here with your weekly Red Tour wrap-up. Taylor is on the final stretch of the North American leg of the Red Tour. First, on September 12th, Taylor was in Greensboro, North Carolina, where the secret song was Change. Then, on the 13th, Taylor was in Raleigh, North Carolina, where the secret song was Our Song. And finally, on the 14th, Taylor was in Charlottesville, Virginia, where the secret song was Red Tour opener Ed Sheeran's favorite Taylor song, Last Kiss. Next week are the last three North American Red Tour shows in Nashville, Tennessee. That's your weekly Red Tour wrap-up. Bye, guys. See you next week.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Sammy. Remember, guys, if you want down to the second tour updates, go follow T-Swift on Tour on Twitter. But for now, we're moving on to our interview. So let's hear it. All right, guys, we are here with our special guest interview. We have Jen Nock with us, who is one half of Liv Spencer, who wrote the book Taylor Swift, the Platinum Edition. So hi, Jen.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. And your other half, Chrissy, is sick, huh?
Yes, she has taken ill, which is very sad, so I'll have to try and be awesome, twice as awesome,
basically. Answer everything we have for you on your own.
Yeah, I'm going to answer questions you haven't made yet.
Right. So for those who don't know, Taylor Swift the Platinum Edition is a biography on Taylor Swift. So in theory here, Jen's going to know everything about everything, right?
In theory.
But like no pressure or anything, though.
Yeah, no. Okay.
So I guess first off, let's learn about the book, and then we can get into maybe some trivia from the book that will help people learn about what's in the book. Said the book right about 20 times there, but you get the idea. Anyway, so I guess my first question for you is, why Taylor Swift? Why did you do a Taylor Swift biography?
Well, Chrissy and I, in our alternate identities, are also editors at a publishing company called ECW Press in Toronto. And so we're always kind of looking at things from an editor's perspective, thinking, like, what awesome books aren't out there that should be, or, like, what would we really like to have a book about? And so in this case, we thought there needs to be a really good Taylor Swift book that does some things that other books that weren't out there don't do. And so we thought, like, who would be the great person to write that Taylor Swift book? And occasionally when you ask those questions, the answer ends up being you. Both being people who love Swifty, we thought this would be a fun project to take on. And in fact, it has been actually fun start to finish, perhaps the most fun book that we've written together. And we've done five together now. Just because everything is just kind of magical in Taylor's world, and just getting to immerse yourself in there is really, really wonderful.
So you're a big Taylor fan yourself then?
Yes, we are both big Taylor fans. We went to the concert when she was in Toronto most recently, which was our first concert together, and we were some of the super enthusiastic people there, dressed in costume, I will say. I chose to be Taylor of a previous era wearing a sparkly dress, and she chose to be modern Taylor wearing like a red polka dot dress.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Went for it. and it was an amazing time. And we actually have been continuing to be involved in Taylor's world by writing Taylor fan fiction on Wattpad, which has
good fan fiction.
Good fan fiction. I hope so. It's very popular.
I didn't mean good like good writing. I mean good as in not the dirty kind.
Oh, no, not the naughty kind of fan fiction. It's very clean. They asked us to do a partnership with them and to kind of my pals at Wattpad. And so we ended up writing kind of the song or the story behind each track on Red. So we kind of took what we learned from this book and like the facts we knew and then extrapolated our little fantasy versions of what may have happened. Which was writing in the first person as Taylor, which, you know, you get to basically be make-believe Taylor for a while and be like, this would be a cool thing to happen, but how could it be better? And then we would do that. So, like, she could go dancing at a club, or she could go dance in a forest where there's a dance party and twinkle lights everywhere and sparklers.
Right.
Awesome.
So you said this fan fiction is based a lot on the knowledge you gained writing the biography. So where did all that information that goes into the biography come from?
Oh, man, from all over. I mean, this was based on the Swift Notes sections, which are kind of our cliff notes for Taylor's songs. And so that ended up being a lot of research. We have probably read most of the articles written about Taylor in the last decade. not quite decade, but you know, 8 or so years. So a lot of reading articles, some of it was our own analysis, like in those sections, it's what's going on in the song and why is it effective and that kind of thing. We spent a lot of time reading Taylor's, like MySpace blogs from when she was like a brand new girl on the scene, which is amazing.
They're funny.
They're so funny and charming and appreciate all the things that she still is now. It's just that, like, everything was so much bigger then for her, you know, like the little things that happened because she was on her way up. And so we used like sources like that, basically anything that we could find. So lots of Taylor reading still happens.
How long did all that reading and everything take?
It took a few months. Not of just reading, but reading and writing. And then we would have done it another shorter period again when we revised the book, because originally it was Taylor Swift Every Day is a Fairy Tale in 2010. And then when Taylor just kept getting bigger and kept doing new exciting things, we were like, this needs to be updated. So when we redid it for the Platinum Edition and added a bunch of new material and did some revising, so that was kind of another month or two probably.
Oh, so this one was based on a previous edition.
Yeah, there was we had a book that came out basically around the time of Speak Now is what it was kind of targeted to come out with. So it covered her first two albums and the making of the third album a bit, but it didn't cover the third album and obviously not Red either. So we wanted to update it for that, and that's so the Platinum Edition, yeah, is a revised version.
Okay.
It's about 25-30% new material, I guess. Quite a bit, but 25%, we'll say.
So is there going to be another edition once the next album comes out?
probably not the next album, but who knows? You know, Taylor keeps doing, like, bigger and more interesting things and expanding in new directions, and there was so much new material to write about, so she could surprise us and do it again. And, you know, she goes like clockwork with that new album every 2 years, so it's quite possible we will be seeing a third edition. I don't know what's higher than platinum. We'll have to figure it out.
Higher than platinum. Diamond. The diamond edition.
Diamond edition, yeah.
So throughout the entire writing process, I guess, of the first edition and the platinum edition now, what was the most interesting thing you've learned about Taylor?
Whoa. Oh, I wonder. I really liked learning. We had to do one of the trickier periods is to kind of figure out that period between when she was about 13 and 15. So kind of before the Big Machine era, she was signed by Big Machine and started on that trajectory, which has taken her where she is today. Trying to sort out those years and like with her Sony songwriting contract and the kind of fits and starts that she had in there. And I find that's a really fascinating era of Taylor because it shows, I think it says so much about the woman she is today, which is that she refused to take something that wasn't doing what she wanted to do, and that wasn't serving her. So being like, she had this amazing opportunity, this opportunity that most people would kill for, to be like the staff songwriter, to, you know, or she got this other record deal where they were going to shelve her, and she was like, no, I've got plans, I've got a mission, like this isn't for me. And like the nerve that it would take to reject a record deal that you have, even if they're going to let you sit for a little while, is incredible. Like that kind of self-possession in about a 14-year-old really wowed me. And I think that's something that I still think about when talking about Taylor today, is like that she has always been a girl who knew her mind and did what she believed in, which is, I think, what kind of sets her apart from a lot of other performers.
Well, something interesting that I actually learned from your book, speaking to that point, is the fact that Taylor didn't go to Nashville with the goal to become famous, but to learn from other writers and progress her skill. It wasn't an end goal of being famous.
Nope.
It was an end goal of being the best she could.
Yep. And I think that's still happening, right? She still takes opportunities to learn from other people, and all the collaborations on this last album and expanding in new directions showed a willingness to learn things from other people who are experts in that particular field, like Max Martin and so on.
Right. Diane and Maya, I've been controlling this. Sorry, I'm just so fascinated by the process. Do you guys have any questions also?
I think you about covered
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think you covered like everything.
I'm just listening. I'm so interested.
So, I mean, did you have any final notes, Jen, before we jump into the trivia? Anything
well,
you wanted
interrogate
to get across?
You about Taylor?
Yeah. Woo. Basically, just in case people are wondering about what makes this bio a little bit different than other bios, I think that I just want to let people know that a good part of it is just the story of Taylor, and which is a totally wonderful and interesting story. And then there's also, I think that we offer that kind of analysis and behind the scenes stuff that isn't necessarily in the other books when it comes to the Swift Notes section. That was like one of the most fun parts to write, actually, is sitting down with the songs and listening to them and thinking about what ways that we could shed new light on it. And so I hope that that's one part that people really enjoy as well. That we're always in touch with readers and with our fans on our website and on Wattpad and stuff like that. So if people have feedback, we love to hear it, or things that maybe the Diamond Edition should include. We are open to that.
Did we just come up with the title for the next book right here on the show?
We're very open to suggestions. As I said.
Hey, if the Diamond Edition comes out, remember, everybody, you heard it first here on Taylor Talk.
We have the exclusive.
Do you know what would be kind of cool to include in the Diamond Edition? Something I thought of is maybe a section on all her philanthropy.
Yeah, we had a little bit of that in there. I kind of made it into the timeline at the back. But I thought that there's a little bit in one of the main chapters, but certainly it seems to be an ever expanding thing, right? So yeah, absolutely. I think that's a good idea.
That'd be a cool one. Oh, you know what? I thought of another question for you. I just keep going on. Where do all the pictures come from? Because I know people love sharing pictures on Twitter and Tumblr and Facebook and whatever else. Like, where do you get all your pictures for the book?
Most of the pictures are licensed through various like photo agencies, that same ones that newspapers use and when you see them there. So most of them come through that, and we just select them from what they have, and with an attention to like representing certain events or certain phases of her life and certain outfits. Some of those really cool early photos of her, like the one of her in this like school musical, which I love, that came from the Reading Eagle. So we went to like the local newspapers to try and go back and find things that other people might not have. So that worked out awesomely in terms of some of those teen years photos. Also, there are some fan photos in there. So when we wanted to kind of show, especially on the Fearless tour with her first big tour, we wanted to show different numbers and what they looked like. Those just came from fans who we wrote to and asked if we could use them. And so that was a really great source of kind of, it was nice to include photos that came from fans, since obviously Taylor has a very dedicated fan base. So
that's like really detailed. I'm like amazed by that process.
Oh, it's a really fun process, actually, where you're like, which one does Taylor look more beautiful in, this one or this one? And he's like sit looking at almost identical photos for a while, but it was really, really good fun. Yeah.
Cool. So you guys all ready to jump into the trivia contest?
So right.
I'm ready.
All right. It's going to be a quick answer format. So we got three of you. We got Jen, Diane, and Maya. Whoever can answer it first answers it first.
Is there a fabulous prize?
The pride.
Okay, good.
Right. You get pride. So just so everybody listening knows, all of these questions came out of Taylor Swift, the Platinum Edition that Jen and Chrissy wrote. So these are all things I learned from the book, just to give you a little sample of what's in the book in case you're interested. All right, cool. Let's go for it. Ready?
All right.
Yes.
First question. Who is the logical, practical, reasonable parent, and who is the optimistic, head in the clouds parent?
Andrea is the logical logical parent, and Scott is the head in the clouds parent for sure.
You like didn't even let me finish my question.
Well, I didn't want to be upstaged. I was really nervous.
I wrote this book. These are my questions. Well,
she is the expert. She's got to show us up.
All right.
Right over here. Okay.
Next question. What song by what artist earned Taylor the prestigious award of karaoke champion at the Pat Garrett Roadhouse in Pennsylvania?
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness.
Leanne Rimes song, I think, maybe.
Yeah, there's half the question. Does anyone know which song it was?
Leanne Rimes song.
I think it was the song Big Deal.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
How do you even remember that? Oh, my goodness.
She read the book.
Together.
I did read the book.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Your memory is better than mine.
So, yeah, Taylor was just 11 years old and won that prestigious award, Karaoke Champion. One of her most prestigious awards. Forget the Grammys, right?
I hope that has a place on her trophy shelf.
Right between all the Grammys?
Yeah, basically.
All right, next question. Why did Taylor learn to play the 12-string guitar instead of just the standard 6-string?
Because people thought that said that she wouldn't be able to do it, and so she wanted to prove them wrong.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah, see, right? A girl who knows her mind.
A quote from the book, from your book actually, says, "Anytime someone tells me I can't do something, I want to do it more." So I think that attitude is a huge part of why Taylor's as successful as she is now. Mm-hmm. All right, ready for the next one?
Ready.
All right.
Let's go.
What bizarre product that can be found in your local pharmacy did Taylor use to write songs on, according to her BFF Abigail? Going once, going twice? No.
She wrote it on Kleenex, maybe?
Yes. Kleenex.
Oh. Diane, you were like on fire today.
I'm trying.
There's an Abigail quote in the book that says, "I've seen her pull out a Kleenex and write a song on it."
That's
so
horrible.
Really, that was just in a section early in the book talking about how Taylor, I guess, would try and write because she'd get her inspiration in the middle of school and have nowhere else to write it.
That was the pre-iPhone days.
Yeah.
Yeah, the iPhone didn't come out till 2007, so.
Yeah.
All right, we ready for the next one?
Ready.
Let's do it.
All right. Which two songs off the Beautiful Eyes EP did Taylor write when she was just 13 years old?
Well, I think one of them was Beautiful Eyes, right?
Yep. And the other one is a song not found on another album. There's your hint.
Wait, which one on there isn't on the other ones?
Do you want the whole track listing? What?
Is it I Heart question mark?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Because on Beautiful Eyes, the track listing is Beautiful Eyes, Should Have Said No, the alternate version, Teardrops on My Guitar acoustic version, Picture to Burn radio edit, I'm Only Me When I'm With You, and I Heart question mark. So those are the two songs not on another album.
That's crazy she wrote those when she was just 13.
I think so too. Like I Heart question mark, that's like one of my favorites.
It's
a good one.
Just like how many songs she's written in her lifetime also is just phenomenal. When you consider if she's been writing actively for 10 years now, the amount of material that she's generated is staggering.
Yeah, for sure.
It is. So many songs. I hope, fingers crossed, that there will one day be some sort of like Taylor Swift's greatest hits sort of thing in like 20 years sure. where some of these songs we've never heard before make it onto an actual album.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be awesome.
Well, she needs a B-sides album, you know, which is pretty, which maybe doesn't happen as much anymore, but those lesser known songs would be great in a collection, or ones that got cut from other albums.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. So the next question, which song on the Fearless tour did Taylor have her openers, Kelly Pickler and Gloriana, join her on stage?
I remember this, but I'm going to let you guess.
Wait, you do remember, Maya?
Yeah, I went to this tour 2 times.
Lucky.
Well, I didn't just go tell to us what it is.
It was so fun to get tickets.
It's I'm Only Me When I'm With You.
Yep.
Oh,
so good cute.
One.
She'd have them all come out on stage and sing it with her. It's adorable.
Aww.
Yeah, I actually, as soon as I read that, I had to go on YouTube and pull up a video of it.
Mm-hmm.
I never got a chance to go to the Fearless tour, so it was really cool to see a video.
Awesome.
All right, ready for the next one?
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
I haven't been keeping points, so I have no idea who's answered the most questions at this point.
I haven't been keeping points either. Dang it, we're not going to know who won. Oh, well.
All right. Which now former agency member met Taylor for the first time at a meet and greet?
Ooh.
That was a pretty obvious hint when I said now former agency member.
Oh, gosh, what's her name? Liz Hewitt?
Yes.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yes, she met Taylor initially at a meet and greet, then met Taylor again while she was working for a country music station in Los Angeles, and then she finally moved to Nashville and auditioned to be Taylor's backup singer, and the rest is history.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's moved on, of course. So, next question. Which is the first music video the agency made an appearance in?
Ooh, good question.
It's off the first album, off the Taylor Swift album.
First album.
It Should Have Burned, maybe?
No.
I'm up in there?
Mm.
They're in that one, but that one wasn't first, right?
Nope.
No. Let's see, which ones are upbeat? Was it...
Yeah.
Was it Our Song?
Ding, ding, ding! Yay! Oh.
Yay.
Oh. I don't remember them in there. Anyway.
Me either, but if it's in the book, I'm sure it's correct.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, it's in the book, Jen. I'm counting on you for the accuracy of these questions.
I think you're safe. It's been revised now, so we had a chance to fix anything that may have been a miss.
All right. So, final question.
Oh, boy.
Which would have been the tiebreaker question, except I forgot to keep points. Which three of Taylor's music videos were made of her own home videos?
Oh. Three of them.
I know one for sure was The Best Day, because that featured her mom.
The Best Day is her mom.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I'm Only Me When I'm With You is another one, because that's all like her and her friends.
Right. And then the last one we talked about in one of the earlier questions.
What should we talk about?
I'll give you a hint.
Uh-huh.
This is what she named her EP.
Beautiful Eyes?
Yeah.
There's a video for that?
There is. It's as part of the Beautiful Eyes EP. There's a DVD in there.
Right.
Okay.
So,
good question.
Well, you guys actually made me feel better about myself, because I came up with some of these questions as things that I learned while reading the book, and I was hoping people weren't like, oh, that's obvious. Shouldn't you have known that already?
Yeah, I don't think none of these were obvious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I guess the trivia contest did its job. There's a lot of good information in the book, Jen, so thanks for writing it.
Oh, thanks for reading it.
Yeah, it was awesome. I really liked it.
That's good. If it can pass the test that, like, if you can pass your test, you guys, that to us is, like, the gold standard, so.
Oh.
Are you sure it's not the platinum standard?
Or the diamond standard?
No, if Taylor read it, that would be the diamond standard.
Yeah.
If Taylor read it. Well, maybe one day. You never know what she reads.
Yeah, she may have. Who knows? But, I mean, these days she's reading less that's written about her, so I wouldn't be surprised if she hadn't. But who knows?
So, Jen, if people are interested in your book, where can they find it?
You can find it pretty much anywhere that you usually buy books. So you can find it on Amazon or on Barnes & Noble or, if you're in Canada, Chapters Indigo. Sometimes in the stores, depending on whether that store is stocking it or not. But you can always, always get it online. So that's a surefire place to buy. Or at your library, also.
Where?
At the library, too. A lot of libraries have it.
Oh, that's a good spot. Then you don't... Well, you can just rent it and then...
But, you know,
borrow it.
It could be the kind of book that you just want to read again and again, you know, so...
Yeah, you might just want to get your own to keep it forever and ever.
Well, just a little secret I'm about to reveal here. You know, Jen, on past episodes, we've done a Taylor Swift Jeopardy...
Yes.
...contest, and I've gotten a lot of the questions from your book, so, you know, a lot of the listeners keep their own score at home, and right. If they read your book, they'll probably get much higher scores.
Ah, yes. Okay. There you go, guys. That's a really good reason right there.
Score higher on Taylor Swift Jeopardy. That's
well,
the reason.
Well, you need to know facts in one place, right? One convenient volume.
So thanks for joining us, Jen. You gave us a lot of great information. The book is awesome. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Thanks so much for having me. It's really fun.
All right. So remember, guys, go pick up a copy of Taylor Swift, the Platinum Edition. The author on the title or on the book is called Liv Spencer, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You wrote under a pseudonym?
Yep.
Cool. All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Well, that was enlightening.
That was. I feel like I learned
that
so many things.
That was awesome.
were those trivia questions as challenging as you guys thought they'd be?
Yeah. Like, I thought, like, you were going to go easy on her, but you didn't. Those were, like, actually hard questions.
Really hard questions. So, before we get going for the day, let's cover some mini segments. Maya, give us the first one, please.
All right. This first one is from Ashley via text message. Yay. We like text messages. And it says, you know you're a Swiftie when you have a relative named Meredith, but whenever you hear the name, you just think of Taylor Swift's cat. I feel like that would happen to me, too.
Ashley, have you ever told your relative, whoever this relative is, that? Just be like, I don't think of you. Sorry.
It's like, I think of you as a cat, but it's a really cute cat. That makes you feel better.
Funny.
This next one comes from 17_Serena, and they say, you know you're Swiftie when you play Taylor's music when taking a shower at college so everyone can hear. That's very nice of you to share that with everybody.
I hope you're a good singer. Do Taylor's music justice, huh?
I don't think they sing in the shower. I think they play it, like, they play it on, like, some sort of... thing while they're taking a shower, you know? I don't think they're singing. I mean, they probably sing along, I would.
I always associate showers with singing, like singing in the shower. So.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Anyway, the next one comes from @LGraves10 on Twitter, who says, you know you're Swiftie when you have followed Twitter for every Red concert while waiting for yours, one of the last dates. Wow. Dedication.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we do too, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, our next one is from Long Live Taylor 1213 on Taylor Connect, and they said, you know you're Swiftie when you freeze every time you think you hear the beginning of a Taylor song.
I do that too.
I do that, like in stores, like, and stuff.
Yeah, if you're walking through a store and you think you hear, like, that first note, you, like, stop for a sec,
like,
to listen.
Okay, everybody, like, everybody stop. Taylor's on.
Taylor is in the building. This next one comes from Emmy via text message, and she says, you know you're Swiftie when your teacher asks you to explain the difference between metaphors and similes, and you use the song Red as an example.
I thought that would That's be a fun cute. One for you to read, Diane.
Oh, yeah, the English person. Thank you, Adam.
Diane, what's the difference between a metaphor and a simile? And please use Red as your example.
You're going to... Hold on. Okay. A simile compares things using like or as, and a metaphor doesn't do that. And an example of that from Red is the first line of the song, Adam, which I think you will like. Loving him is like driving a new Maserati down a dead-end street. So that uses the word like, which is what, guys?
A simile.
That's a simile.
Yay.
I feel like I'm in first grade.
You get a gold star.
So where's a metaphor in the song, then?
Well, give me a second. I want to say the metaphor would be loving him was red. Why are you guys laughing at me?
I'm laughing because of how seriously you're taking this. I love it.
I'm not laughing. I appreciate your effort.
I'm trying. You asked me a question. I'm trying to answer it to the best of my ability, so I don't appreciate being made fun of.
All right. What is it? Where's the metaphor?
I just told you.
I didn't hear it. I was busy laughing.
Well, that makes me feel good.
So polite, Adam. Can't even stand it.
Well, the metaphor, I believe, is loving him was red.
Ah.
Because you're comparing the color to loving him.
To the feeling.
And it does not use like or as.
Thank you for that, Diane. And, of course, thank you to Emmy for texting that and allowing me the opportunity to put Diane on the spot and embarrass her.
I'm blushing now. My face is turning red.
I'm smiling and laughing. I love it. So thanks to everybody who submitted those. Keep them coming in, guys. The last mini segment we have before we leave for the day is what are Swifties listening to? And I'm going to let Diane take this one because this is a very special one for Diane.
Yes, this one comes from my cousin, and his name is Daniel. And he says, Swifties are listening to Lost at 17 by a band named Emily's Army. So you guys can go check that out. It's kind of different than some of the other songs we've had on the show. It's very punk, but it's catchy. So I think you guys should give it a listen.
What's a familiar band we could compare it to?
I would say like Green Day.
Like Green Day?
Yeah.
Okay, I like Green Day.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you to everybody who submitted mini segments. That's my second thank you for you guys. Remember, guys, keep them coming in. If you want to submit to any of the mini segments or just give us general feedback on the show, there's a variety of ways you can contact us. You can email us, taylortalk@taylorswift13.org. You can tweet us, Facebook us, Taylor Connect us, or throw a question on Ask FM. All of those accounts are TaylorTalk13. You can leave us a voicemail or text message to area code 240-31-SWIFT. That's if you're in the U.S. or Canada. Everybody can visit TaylorTalk.org, though, and leave us a voicemail directly on the website. If you forgot any of these, TaylorTalk.org is your place to go. It's got all the contact info. Keep all this awesomeness coming in, guys. We're glad you joined us this week, but it's time to say goodbye. So for episode 81, this has been Adam,
Maya,
and Dan.
Saying have a great week, guys. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is not directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.